Blog Talk Radio.
Conversation. Ah, just kidding. It's Thursday, folks. I just did that because all this, the whole Mueller stuff, and I want to get into that. So it's just hilarious. You know, I want to say it's Tuesday because, you know, all because no one believes the Mueller report no matter what it says. Nearly a million children could enter the U.S. before the 2020 election with adults and all that. 1.8 million, 1.28 million, depending, all these different things. I want to get into that because it's getting to be an unsustainable rate, no matter if you support it or not. Many French officials on U.S. television have been shut down when they call it France's and Europe's 9/11. Why?
Our media won't even let them speculate. They didn't speculate about Trump being him in collusion. They didn't care to do that.
No matter what liberals say, no matter what, you know, the Mueller report's a lie. They won't let, I mean, what's wrong with this? If they believe it's their 9/11, then believe it. If it ends up, whatever. Taiwanese officials say that they're not going to, you know, they're not going to kind of bow down to the Chinese. It's going to be interesting to see because, okay, we're not going to bow down to the Chinese. It's funny how Bill de Blasio now is going to sue Trump if he sends illegals to a sanctuary city that he invited them to come to.
On what grounds?
Yeah, on what grounds? You well, then what are you gonna do? See, it's funny because Trump is twisting everything on them and they don't know how to handle it because they're, and I think liberals are starting to wake up because they're seeing two sides. They're seeing one here, sanctuary cities, welcome, and then wait a minute, now all of a sudden they don't want them. I want to get into that. Also, the catch and release thing, it's not gonna happen under the new Attorney General William Barr. Thank you for standing up for laws. Whether you agree with catch and release or not, the law doesn't allow that. You're taking an illegal person, and when they get caught, just release them and let them go and don't send them back. Canada's legal weed struggles to light up as many, many smokers stick with the black market because it's better, cheaper, and all that. I'll get into that. And much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. Luke 22:19. He took some bread and gave it to God and thanked him for it. Then he broke it into pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given up for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Think about that as you're going through your day today, and thank you for tuning into the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you do, folks. The Mueller report. Holy cow, if this is got a dry throat. Pardon me. And the Mueller report is all they're talking about. Because, you know, this is, well, I mean, this, see, you know why it took so long for the report to come out? Because, you know, because he had to cover up stuff. And they have to, you know, he has to testify before Congress because Trump did illegal shit. And we're going to find out what it is. He colluded. He did something. No, there's no collusion. There's nothing. See, they're just mad because there was no collusion to begin with. But they thought, guess what? Let's investigate him through this fake collusion story, and hopefully we can find something on him to impeach him or do something. And they can't find anything on the guy. We're wasting billions of our tax dollars on this whole bull ecological story. I mean, I love sports as much as the next guy. I do. I'm not gonna lie. I love I love watching basketball. I love watching soccer, a.k.a. football. I love it. But when you sit there and like, okay, that player's going to get 350,000 pounds a week. That's a lot of money. That could feed a lot of kids. That could do a whole heck of a lot. And, you know, I'm a believer in giving back and doing and going and help people that can't and whatever. I mean, they say the most giving people are the ones that don't have because they know what it's like to not have anything. With this huge Mueller report, everything is, oh, it's there's stuff in there that, I mean, if you really look at it's wrong. There's Russia stuff in there. And he's trying to explain away the collusion because we know what happened. We know it. We know that true. We know that anti-American traitor, that Trump anti-American North Korean. See, I think what's happening is Trump is going to turn U.S. into North Korea's neighboring country. And he's going to run it just like Kim Jong-un and Kim Il-sung. We'll be like the People's Republic of the United States.
Oh, the dear leader.
And we'll have the dear leader, and we'll have, because, I mean, Trump can't possibly be a good person that's helping, I don't know, maybe make the lowest unemployment rate for blacks in hell. You know, hey. It's just crazy because, oh, he's got to testify before Congress. Yeah, because this report, we want to know why there's no collusion in this report, because we know there is. Oh, wow, so you magically know that there's collusion when you have no proof of the collusion. Oh, I see what it is. Gee. No, see, we've gotten to a time and point in this country, folks, where we're innocent. No, we're not. We're guilty by the media until proven innocent. No, we're not. It doesn't matter what that Mueller report said. Guess what, folks? He's guilty. They don't care. You know, I mean, at least with the O.J. Simpson trial, there were people, because I watched a whole documentary on these jurors, and they said, well, I believe 100% he did it, but none of the evidence they showed me in court proved he did it beyond a reasonable doubt. So I had to go by law and let him go based on I did not have enough evidence to convict the man. And if he did it or not, I'm not saying what he did or not. I don't know. I don't think we'll ever know. But there's a thing called law. And when you have an investigation, if the investigation comes out that nothing was happened, let it go. If they investigated, if they legally and truthfully and honestly investigated Obama and found nothing wrong, I would have to say, well, okay, I think he's done illegal stuff, but they actually had one of Trump's attorney generals look into it and they found nothing. Then okay. I mean, would you think, I believe he's done stuff that's wrong, but we have a due process in this country. Cops just can't come into your house. When you get arrested, you're innocent until proven guilty. Watch Live PD, watch Cops. There are people that get arrested on Live PD but then come out later that the charges were dropped and nothing was found or whatever.
Can I ask a technical question? Don't mean to interrupt.
Yeah.
How do I post a photo in the comments?
I don't know if you can. If you went to the, you may not be able to. I mean, if you could, there'd be like a photo button.
I'm
going to
share it on Facebook and let you see what you can do with it.
Okay. But yeah, it's just one of those, it's a world we live in where, okay, you're guilty. The media says you're guilty. The Democrats say you're guilty, no matter what. That's what's wrong with this country. The left doesn't want to fix the country. And it's hard because you have two sides. You have the people that Trump shouldn't be in office. He should be impeached, whatever, no matter what. I'm left. I don't care. No matter what you tell me, Trump is the worst. I don't care if he gave me $1 million. Trump's the worst president ever. He sucks, whatever. I don't care. And you have people on the right that Trump is great. He's perfect. Why don't we you need to have a middle person like me that, well, Trump's going to do some good things and he's going to do some bad things. I mean, I don't see anyone talking about making the dollar stronger. Making the dollar more valuable. I don't see people talking about, you know, okay, I don't like the fact that the debt keeps rising. I want to see the debt get lower. I support liberals having a voice, but we should have a voice too. When those hate crime committee hearings on YouTube and they cut off the commenting, so you couldn't comment. Crazy. They want to censor. But that is censoring anybody, because a liberal could be on there and they'd be censoring him too. Oh, and don't forget, if you're watching this program, I really can't tell who's via my feed and stuff. I can't tell who's live, who's watching or who's not. Because, I mean, at max, it has like one or two people, it says, are viewing my thing. But at the end of the thing, there's like 50 views or whatever. So hit a like button, love button, sad button, hate button. I don't care. Just anything you want to do. You know, maybe you stubbed your toe and you're mad. Go ahead, just so that I can tell if you watch. I don't know. Don't tell me you stub your toe and break your foot and you're like happy, like thank God.
I'm not gonna hit an angry button on a video because I do that.
No, but I'm just saying you can do whatever you want to. It's just the whole point of the thing is just so I know if you're watching. Because I can't tell. I can't see, but a million immigrants with parents, of course, are possibly able to enter the country by 2020. That's estimates. Before the election. We're at an unsustainable rate with these immigrants coming in here. Yeah, bring us your... Yeah, we're supposed to be like a country of open arms, but when is it going to be too many? It's sort of like at a restaurant. At some point, you got to cut customers off and say, hey, you know, we got no room to seat people. I remember I used to go to a place called Kokoro's all the time. It was a Japanese restaurant, and the guy was incredible. Oh, he was great, because, like, when you sit at his bar, you take your hat off. Don't piss me off. Take your hat off, or get out of my place. And he was, I miss him to death. He's gone, you know, now, but I love that place. And he was like, shut the door. I can't, because he did all the sushi. And he cooked like 80% of the food. And in the process of doing all this, he would shut the door. Okay, lock it. I can't cook people. I can't, you know, we're going to have people waiting 2 hours for food. I can't get it, you know, and he had to cut people off. I mean, at some point we have to say, sorry, we have too many, we got to cut people off. We got to do it. I mean, that's why they have seats at basketball arenas. So when you go to a basketball game, okay, yeah, they sell the seats. When they're out, they're out. That's why if you go to a concert, I got to go see Deer Creek Music Center. I got to go see Kenny Chesney. And they had standing, people were bringing all kinds of blankets and all this. Yeah, folks, take your blankets back. Lawn seating is standing room only. It's full. The concert sold out in like 15 minutes. Lawn seating and everything. And there are people just expecting to lounge out on their lawns, on their lawn blankets and all that stuff. Like, huh, sorry, folks. It was standing. I mean, I'm glad I got a seat in like the lower section, because I was able to sit in a seat because I couldn't have stood for that long. It's crazy. It's crazy, but it's a world we live in, and it's a, you know, people don't know, how would you call that, moderation. Oh, just let the borders open, let them all in. Well, it's getting to be in an unsustainable rate, no matter if you support it or not. And something has to be done. That's why it's nice to have the Attorney General William Barr that's come out and said, no, guess what? No catch and release. No catch and release. But it's just the sad world that we live in, that we have all these people that with this, going back to the Mueller report, we don't have any, it's all bad, it's all evil. It's, guess what? That Mueller report's bullcrap, because, see, if it would have just came out, no, they had to delete and edit stuff before it came out, because they got to hide stuff. Wasn't it Hillary Clinton that says, it's going to be funny because I don't think the Trump supporters are going to be able to accept the results of the election, and then she lost, and now liberals can't handle the results of the election. It's just great. They're just whiny babies. We want to trash America. I hope America falls apart. That way Trump's blamed and he'll get out of office. I just want to thank you all for hopefully getting this and waking up and saying, hey. And I think people are, because when you have all these things that are changing, you do, because you have these people that, like, okay, well, come to Chicago, we're a sanctuary city. Come to L.A., come to San Francisco, we're a sanctuary. We'll harbor your butt. Well, Trump says, well, since you're a sanctuary city, I'm going to take all, we're going to get these people that get caught at the border, and instead of deporting them, we're going to bus them to your city. Well, I'm going to sue you. If you take these illegals to my city, I'm going to sue you. Well, aren't you a sanctuary city? Weren't you one 2 weeks ago that wanted them and were, come here, come to San Francisco, we love illegals. Now all of a sudden, now they've gone from, I don't know, wanting them in the city to, now we're going to sue Trump, because I love it, because Trump is flipping everything on them. Because 2 weeks ago, oh, come to San Francisco, come to New York, come to Chicago, we want you in our sanctuary cities, come in, we love harboring illegals, we'll keep you from ICE, if you've murdered 75 people, don't worry, we'll harbor you, kill some more, we don't care. And now all of a sudden, guess what? Oh, if you come to New York, Bill de Blasio is going to sue Trump if he busts his people in there. Wait a minute. I thought you were the one that wanted them.
One of the congresswomen, the one of the three, the fat crap crazy, Palestinian, the Muslim, or AOC, who's really woohoo. The other two are dangerous. They're not that stupid as she is. They're a little bit, but she's just stupid. But the other ones are dangerous. But one of them said that their constituent is illegal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now they don't want them in their city. Now they go, I think it was AOC.
AOC.
And now if they go to New York, they're going to sue.
Yeah. Yeah, they've wanted them. Now, why wouldn't you want? They're your voters. I mean, that's who votes. I mean, yeah, and I think people are starting to see the double standard, because the way Trump's flipping it on people left and right, Shannon, not much, brother, but it's crazy, because I mean, these illegals are coming in at an unsustainable rate, and we're paying for them. Who do you think? I mean, they can't technically legally have a job, and they found out that in Indiana especially, they have an ITINS number that allows them to, if they get like a migrant job or whatever, and they're picking apples or whatever, that they can, it helps them pay taxes. And it sounds great, but what ends up happening is they're getting, okay, they're claiming 20 people on a tax return because they get the child tax credit, and they were getting $20,000 tax returns, $19,000 tax returns, $12,000. All these, and the tax preparer is flagging them as fraudulent. You know, we got to get past this notion that, okay, if you're white and you disagree with Obama, you're racist. If you're a Democrat, you know, we got to get past all this, because that's the problem. You have the left that Trump should go no matter what. And you have some people on the right that Trump's the greatest no matter what happens. Okay, if Trump does something you disagree with, you should say, hey, Look at the national debt's rising. It shouldn't be. We need to have it go down. Is the unemployment rate going up? Sure. No, it's not. The unemployment rate is dropping. Lowest unemployment rate in black communities in years. Mexicans are getting jobs. Jobs are coming back. One of the big issues is it's called money because the dollar bill is not that valuable. You know, we all bleed the same color, as Mandisa said. The government wouldn't know what to do. Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Chuck Schumer, Lindsey Graham, John Boehner, they would not know what to do if the liberals and Democrats came together and said, hey, wait a minute, we're getting screwed by you all. It's by the people, for the people. Wait a minute. It's just like cannabis. I think they're slowly trickling the legalization of it in because, well, wait a minute, if all of a sudden it gets legalized, well, then why all of a sudden is it legal? Well, if you do your research, the government has known it kills and reduces tumors. Going back to the 70s, they've had that knowledge. They're covering up the good benefits of cannabis, just like the tobacco industry covered up the bad parts of the tobacco. And that's what's happening in this country. They're trying to, you got liberals and who knows what they believe because they changed their minds. I mean, look at Ron Paul. At least he has not changed his stance in many years. That's why I supported him. That's why I like Trump. You may disagree with Trump, but if you look at interviews going back to the 1980s, he hasn't changed his stance hardly at all on what he stands for or what he believes in. He's doing what he said he would do. You hardly get that from a candidate. That's why if Trump said, hey, I'm going to legalize pot, I'd probably believe it because he's done everything else he said he would do. But it's just crazy that you have all these sanctuary cities that now are, we're going to sue Trump if he brings illegals here. And 6 months ago, they're like, oh, come on in. The Constitution of the United States is at stake in the 2020 election. This is coming from Pelosi. That's right, you know. Tuesday on CNN, Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that the Constitution of the United States of America is at stake in the 2020 presidential election. Of course it is. If we get Trump, we keep it. If we don't, it's gone. I mean, we even have a pope that's allowing Muslim prayer and stuff and going on. It's this world is changing. Like I've said before on some of the old programs, A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing, the documentary from the Christian, from the Catholic channel, EWTN. It was scary because, oh, Catholics are very, very influential. I'm going to have Solinsky push his influence. Hey, I support him because, well, no one's going to knowingly adopt socialism in the United States. We'll call it liberalism. We'll change the wording. We'll make it sound like it's a great thing because that's the only way we'll get it through. And that's a big thing. Because that's what's going on in this country. Like, how dare you? Well, I'm sorry, but we, in this country, we're a Christian nation. We're founded on the basis of freedom of Christian religion. As a congressman, you swear on the oath on the Bible. Oh, how that offends me because I'm not a Christian. I'm a Muslim. Okay, interesting. How dare Trump prevent gays and like, you know, gay people from being in the military and serve? Well, the military is very exclusive. They just don't let anyone join the military. I mean, if you ever saw Full Metal Jacket, Leonard. Oh, that movie's hilarious. Private Pyle, he wouldn't even be in them. They wouldn't even hear any pass the physical. If you ever saw one of my all-time favorite movies, Stripes, you know, John Candy wouldn't have been in the military. Kidding me? Because they have height and weight standards. You have to be able to do certain put. You have to do things. You have to do, there's certain things you have to, okay, if you pass this test and this test and this test, then you're able to start the Air Force Academy and see if you even can, and then, okay, then, yep, well, you're not able to fly, but you can, you know, you might be able to serve in other aspects of it, you know, and they have high standards. Just don't let anybody in. They're very discriminatory in the military and who they allow in to serve. It's not like they allow anyone that walks in there. You know, if they allowed anyone that wants to, even if, it's not like the Marines are going to have a person in a wheelchair, you know, go through the military. I want to see a person in a wheelchair do an obstacle course. You know? You know, we need to come together. That's what would get this country back on the right track. Okay. Liberals and conservatives are joining forces. Beep. They wouldn't know what to do. Oh, you know, I think they're trying. I think Nancy Pelosi. I need to be like a reporter. I think Nancy Pelosi. I got a question for you because I see that America is waking up to how useless you are. And I do have a lot of liberal friends that now, when they comment on my stuff, they're honestly like, well, they both suck. Democrats and Republicans.
That's what Trump is showing them.
Yeah.
That's what Trump is trying to show America.
Yeah, and I guess I look at it like this, and this is me, not my wife. This is not my producer. This is me talking, but I'm someone that, okay, the only person that I've actually been legally able to vote for that I supported was Donald J. Trump. The only person else besides him that I would have supported if I could have voted was Ronald Reagan.
No, that's me too. I'm the same way.
Other than that, every president from 1975 till now, besides those two, I wouldn't have voted for any of them.
You got the douche or you got the turd sandwich.
To me, it's kind of like bad or worse. Okay, well, Mitt Romney's bad, but Barack Obama's worse. I don't want any of them.
Yeah.
I wish I could put on the... I would love
to
see...
You could have gotten better.
What I'd love to see on the actual... My cat's in the studio... But what I'd love to see on the ballots is if they had a I don't want either candidate and see how many people would actually put that. So I don't know. That's cool. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I got people listening all around the world, and you know, no matter what country you're in, wake up. I mean, what's going on in your country? I mean, like they have, like 5 out of 5 people are saying that in France, that it's going to take a revolution to change stuff. And what's crazy is in the U.S. media, this is on a couple channels. French officials have come out calling the Cathedral of Notre Dame fire their 9/11. There's a lot of French officials that believe with all these vandalisms and threats of attacks on churches that it is an act of terror in their country, that it was deliberately set. They believe that, whether it's true or not, this is not my words, this is what the French officials have come out and said, and they have been shut up by our, no, we're not going to speculate on this program, we're not going to speculate on American TV, we're not going to speculate on that channel, no, if that's what they believe, let them run with it, they're the ones that are saying that that's what they believe in their heart happened, whether it's the big thing is the media said that when they were doing renovations on the church, it was electrical something, and that's what caused it. Now, if that comes out to be the case, okay, I'm fine with that, but why are they shutting up French officials who were adamant that that's their 9/11, that was a deliberate attack? Why don't you let someone say that? And if they're wrong, then you say, oh, look at that. You know, make them look, you know, they'll look the jackass if they're the one that is, I don't know, if they said something and it's not true. I mean, the left ain't accepting the Mueller report. They're not accepting the elections. I mean, they want to, it's kind of like, I kind of look at the liberals like NASCAR. Well, in 2003, when Matt Kenseth did nothing and still won the last Winston Cup championship, now we got to fix it. And that's what I feel is going on, okay? Well, how do we make it sure that Trump doesn't win next in 2020? What do we do? Because, you know, I believe that the Mueller report, it's all a charade. It's billions of your tax dollars getting flushed down the toilet because they can't accept the fact that Trump won. So what they're doing is they're going to make this fake dossier. They're going to make up all this bull crap that Trump colluded with Russia so that they can get permission to investigate, to hopefully come up with something like a elementary school book that he forgot to return, anything they can find to throw him out of office or whatever the case. Instead of doing what I'm paying you, Nancy Pelosi, to make America great, not to waste billions of dollars investigating bullcrap. We need to come together, because I could take my buddy Shannon Moses or Hiawatha, and I can cut myself and cut themselves, and I guarantee you when we, on a white piece of paper, we'll both bleed red. We're all human beings. We need to wake up and start acting like it instead of acting like little babies. What was it? I didn't get my way. Like I've said before, I know who. If we have to have a civil war or a revolutionary war to take back our country, I think I know who's going to win. Ex-military men in camo and people that carry this flag and these flags on their heart versus a guy dressed up as a vagina. In a purple tutu. Oh, and he won't believe in guns, so he'll have laser blazers. I think I know who's going to win that one. Just under 30 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Thank you so much. Wow. I don't get this notion that, like, they can't let bygones be bygones, okay? We've put up with this bullcrap forever with this fake Russia thing. Now, he did it. We know he did. I know it. We're going to find, they'll be like, Nancy Pelosi will be in a nursing home. I know Trump did it. I know he did. I know he. Barron Trump's in the White House. Yeah. It's just ridiculous because it's your money. You know, this notion that everything, don't worry, free college, free everything. I'm just going to, and that's how bad it's getting because now everyone's on this give me everything bandwagon. You know, I will say that. I believe that is, if you would ask me what I think the platform is of the Democrats, is hand everything to me. Free, 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 free. Like I love showing people the video where they're in South Chicago. Look at this, man. Show me a white Tea Party Republican within 50 miles of this month. Show me one. There, a white person will come within 60 miles of where I am right now. Ain't no Republican Tea Party person live here on this. Or this isn't their district. They don't run. They're not here. How is it their problem? How can you blame all this on a Republican? That's why I'll stand with anybody that I think is going to do what's best for this country. And I think people like in Michigan are starting to wake up, okay? They have the worst roads in the world. Well, we're gonna do a 20-cent eyeglass tax, and that money's going to go fix the roads. Oh, so the tennis shoe tax, the tire tax, the air tax, all these other taxes that were supposed to fix the roads haven't happened. But the problem you have in Michigan is 9 times out of 10, let's say you get the Republican in. It's just the Democrat with an R in front of his name. He's just going to do whatever he can to line his own pocketbooks. You want to see the government change? Make them abide by every law we have to. I think Congress and Senate should be a voluntary job. If you care about this country, then you go to Congress and you volunteer your time. We're going to give you congressional breaks so you can go work on your farm and plow your fields, like the olden days. We're going to have breaks in Congress. This week break, you're going to go and, you know, get your fields ready. You're going to plant. Then this break, you're going to harvest. They have volunteer fire departments want to have a volunteer Congress and Senate. We need to get a bunch of people that say, hey, well, look at how much Nancy Pelosi makes as Speaker of the House. I'll do it for free. I'll volunteer my time. You got a choice. You want to take your tax dollars to pay her or have me for free? What is she? I mean, seriously, like if I was a congressman or senator, I don't know how you could not win in 2020 as a congressman or senator, okay? Yes, Trump has showed me one thing. What have you done? Name one thing that you've accomplished. Because you've been trying to get a border wall passed for how many years? How many decades? And now that Trump wants one, you're all of a sudden against it? How much money have you voted for? How many bills have you voted on to submit money that have passed to put a fence or do some sort of immigration reform or border fencing or something down south? How much money has been spent to do that on your dime and all of a sudden you don't want it? You're useless. If you just tell you, you know, what has Nancy Pelosi done for how many years she's been there? I mean, besides create enormous wealth for herself and her family. Sometimes I want to be like this kid on this mug and just fly away. I don't know. It's just, I mean, I would have a heyday if I was running for Congress, man. We have a debate. I got a question. I mean, I'd have like the moderator ask one question. Nancy, name one accomplishment you've had in the, how many years you've been in Congress? 27 plus? Go ahead, I'll wait. Accomplishment, let me see here. That was a good question there, moderator. My accomplishment is I helped pass. Oh yeah, that's why I know what I did. I made sure that we have to pass a bill to find out what's in it. It's called Obamacare. Well, I don't have to use it, thank God, but you know, I'm just saying that you have to use it. But other than that, Obama did that one. I don't know what I've done really. But it's the truth, man. I mean, it's sort of like Trump is proving how useless this government and Congress and Senate are, and they're trying to, like, we gotta keep this Russian narrative going because we can't keep having people realize how useless we are. And it's crazy. I mean, they're trying to shift this off to the side. Like, we gotta do whatever we can because Trump is showing how useless we are. People are going to wake up. You know, it's sort of like cannabis. Cannabis, guess what? Cannabis is good. But they're covering it up. Like, there was some guy that was under George W. Bush. Right near, no, it's Bill Clinton. and he said steady cannabis, and they were hoping he would come back. Oh, this is the safest therapeutic drug known to man. They get out of here, and they shut him up. They threaten him. This is hilarious because they've known cancer-causing agents are out there, and cannabis shrinks tumors. It does all this, and they've covered it up, and that's what they're trying to do. The AOC and the Democrats are pushing for impeachment proceedings after Mueller report clears Trump. Wow, Bill Clinton was impeached. Whoop-de-doo. And a lot of people thought that, oh, well, impeachment doesn't mean you get thrown out of office. But, you know, don't worry. We're going down because I just laugh at these people. I mean, go ahead. I mean, just try to go after our Second Amendment rights. Just let them go after Trump because that way we can just come and take our country back. I mean, I believe we're this close to a revolutionary war again, you know. I don't know. I mean, I want to get into this story because I'm a huge cannabis supporter. And in Canada, they're having black market problems. It's legal, but people are still opting for the black market. Actually, if you know where to buy it in Colorado, you're better off getting it in the black market because people will sell it to you for cheaper. And some of it, what it is this guy's growing it and they, you know, like, hey, I grow it to sell it to here, but I take some of it and I keep it and I, you know, or whatever. And there are people that are growing it in the black market because it's legal and then they're selling it. I prefer to get it from a dispensary just because, okay, I'm getting Girl Scout cookies. It's got this much CBD, this much CBN, this much CBA, THC. I know what I'm getting. You know, it's not a joke plant. It's not something to joke about. It's not like Irvin Rosenfeld has said that if I knew what I know now, I would use it as a kid. It's helped me. You know, it causes psychosis. Well, if you're schizophrenic or predisposed to it because it's in your family, there's a very, very minuscule chance that you can develop it. If you're already predisposed or if you haven't, it can, in rare cases, make it worse. But that's it. It's not like a normal person can use it and have an issue. And that's that's what they're trying to say now. Well, it's linked to psychosis. Oh, well, wow. This drug is linked to death. This drug is linked to death. People have died taking this. No one's ever died from cannabis. Only a very, very, like a half of a percent of people that are predisposed to having schizophrenia can make it worse. And that's very rare. And I'm not talking about that because but it's like that lady in California that here's the 17 highly controlled prescriptions, my antidepressants, antipsychotics, my narcotics, all these pain meds, all this stuff, all with different prescription pads. And, you know, I have like 17 different script pads and I have to get them every month from the doctor and da da da. And no one had a problem with it. But you take a Hershey's Kiss with cannabis butter in it, and it's the size of a Hershey's Kiss, and you cut it into 6 pieces or 5 pieces, and he gets one of those every 2 days, and he's better controlled. And when that happens, how dare she give him cannabis? That woman, where is the Child Protective Services? Why isn't that child being taken away? That woman needs to be thrown in prison. How dare she do that? Oh, but when he's on narcotics and antidepressants and antipsychotics, all these highly controlled medications, cyvalazepran and Xanax and Percocet, all this stuff, and no one cares. Oh, he could get morphine. They would have no problem if the mom was giving the kid morphine, but, oh, cannabis? How dare it? She should be taken out and hung, and her kid should watch her hung for what she's done. How dare that mom give him a plant. How dare her? Why isn't she in an effing electric chair right now? But all these highly controlled narcotics and antidepressants, oh, that's fine. That's great. Antipsychotics, oh, they're wonderful. Go ahead, Hiawatha. Ask your question. You can type it in, and I'll get you. You know, we have this. I mean, I'm not advocating that you just. I mean, it's sort of like cocaine. Legalize it. How many? I guarantee you, my wife isn't going to go out there and start using cocaine just because they legalize it.
It helps you lose weight.
Until you try to stop, and then you have to eat to compensate. But that's the thing. What makes people do drugs? No God, no faith, no. That's what I mean, because they have nothing to ground them. I mean, look at all these.
Well, that's kind of broad. I mean.
Well, I mean, that's what I.
Caffeine's a drug. It depends on what you what kind are you talking about.
Yeah, it depends what you consider drugs, because caffeine. Well, technically, yeah.
Illegal drugs are just because we said that they're
illegal. Yeah, because.
I mean, I take medicine, I take drugs because they're prescribed and my body needs them.
Yeah. And if you're talking like illegal drugs versus not, like, I'm assuming he's talking like a cocaine or heroin or something like that. And,
yeah, I'm illegal.
And it's because they're not happy with who they are. Because, like, look at all these rock stars that have millions and millions of dollars, and a lot of them do it to mask
pain.
Because I can't, because I've known a couple people that are famous, and I've talked to them, and I said, well, you don't understand. I have the money to go to Disney World, take my daughters, okay, let's go here, you're going to get 10 Mickey hats. Let's go here. You want anything you want, I can eat whatever you want. We can go. We can stay in a 5-star hotel. We can go on all the rides, whatever. I can't do it because as soon as people see me, they won't leave me alone. I will be mocked. People will be all over me. They can't just let me be.
And a lot of times they're searching.
Uh huh.
Either for something to mask the pain with or, you know. Drinking, you
want to
fit in, yeah, like I was saying.
I do, with
the crowd.
Yeah, I do. I do think people just, I mean, but look at Irvin Rosenfeld, though. He started smoking weed to fit in with people, and then he realized, hey, I don't like to play cards to begin with, let alone I can't sit down for, I sat down for longer than I ever had. I had less pain than I ever had. And the only thing I was doing was using this stuff, this garbage, as I knew it. I mean, and then he started to do research. And that's when he found out, hey, pharmaceutical companies used to use this. They used to, and it wasn't until he looked into it
you
further.
Used to be able to buy cocaine at a store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it used to be in pharmaceuticals. Like, I've seen bottles of sleeping medications, and it had, like, all, like opium and all kinds of stuff in it. But, you know,
the first time I tried marijuana was with a friend.
Yep.
I'm not going to tell the story because it could get back to my mom. I don't think she knows. So, yeah. But, yeah.
But a lot of people, well, everyone else is doing it. I got to fit in. I don't know what to do.
And she told me I didn't have to. She didn't pressure me. I just wanted to try it to see what it would do.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just flat out curiosity.
Yeah, and some.
There's a lot of reasons.
Yeah, and I know, but like a lot of the famous people, they try to. I wanna be able to walk outside without people mobbing me, without people like, and it's a way to mask all the stuff that's going on, and you know, like imagine Michael Jordan. He goes, I have all the money in the world. I would love to be able to take my kids to Disney World without being mobbed. But you know, there's a time and a point when a Michael Jordan. And there's a time and point where I'm a human being. I just want to be at the park with my kids. Leave me the, because I know somebody that used to work in Florida, and they would have to shut down the restaurant if Hulk Hogan came to eat there. They would have to close the restaurant just for him because people wouldn't leave him alone. He wouldn't be able to eat.
See, people need to realize celebrities, famous people, whatever. They're that, but they're still people.
Yeah, they're just humans. Like Joel Osteen is just a human being. I know a perfect person. His name is Jesus Christ. And I do know that And I do not, not many people know, but Peter was a shapeshifter because he was a rabbit. Peter Rabbit.
Okay. You were watching
South Park. But anyway, so I'm going to get on to, I got about 9 minutes left and do some updates on the Premier League and what's going on there. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of, and I really hope you do. And thank you so much for tuning in. But over the weekend, we got humiliated by Barcelona. 4-0 on aggregates, lost in 2 games. And my question to all the people that now listen that are probably like the last 15 minutes or so, you just want to start talking about the Premier League. Do you want to be in the Amadeo Cup, a.k.a. the Europa League? Because we got two issues with this. Okay, let's get sixth place. Maybe the club will spend more to try to get us better players so we can, if we go to the Amadeo Cup and we don't stay in the Premier League and we don't stay in the Champions League, well, we'll stay in the Premier League, but we won't stay in the Champions League and we go to the Amadeo Cup. Do you think, okay, are there players that, well, Mbappe, he don't want to come now because he wants to play in the Champions League. Verratti, he don't want to come. Sancho, he don't want to come. Are you going? Is the quality of player going to go down because we're not in the Champions League? But sometimes, I mean, we got to do some massive rebuilding at that club. We have players that are not great, but their heart's in it and they're giving 1,000,000%. And we have great players that their hearts aren't in it, and they're not playing at all, and they're playing like crap on the pitch. I'm sorry. Alexis Sanchez needs to go, and I think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer knows it. It was a mistake. I'm the first to admit that I was so excited to get Alexis Sanchez. Look at what he did as a gunner. I thought he, besides Thierry Henry, one of my all-time favorite players, I wish he would have been at United, but I love Thierry Henry. He did great things for my New York Red Bulls in the MLS. I love Thierry Henry. He was just a great player. And Arsene Wenger got lucky when he got him. He got an amazing French player, amazing player. And I'm like, okay, we're getting Alexis Sanchez. We'll get like 2 or 3 great years out of him. And he's just not turned out to do anything. And we paying a lot of money for a player like that quality. It's crazy. And when you look at this club, we got a massive rebuild. We need to get a director of football. We've been harping on one for a long time. We need to get somebody in there that can do that role. I mean, I want to be in the Champions League next year, but maybe we need to get in the Amadeo Cup. And, okay, our team is not good enough. We want you, Verratti, to come in. We want you, Mbappe. You want to help make this. And a lot of people say if we get in the Amadeo Cup, just play the reserves. Just take the 15 and unders or whatever, the reserve players, have them play. Who cares? We've already won it. We don't need to win it again. And just focus on the Premier League and getting our number one squad up to. And I think as if we do end up in the Amadeo Cup, say, hey, no, we're gonna play in the Premier League. We want to get our team up. Our team is crap. We're playing banter football. If you want to, we want you to help make us great again. Yeah, but. It's crazy. I mean, it's sad that we have great players that are playing crap. And we have crap players that are giving 100%. We do. We have these players that are crap. They're not good. They should be at North End playing. They should be at Sunderland, but they're giving 100%, and you can't knock them for not trying. I mean, I just want to sit there and go, well, look at these players that are not that good. If they're giving 100%, why aren't you? I mean, we have players out in that pitch, and I'm like, okay, like, it's 30 minutes into the match. I'm like, I swear, like, they're like, where's my oxygen tank? I mean, they're that winded. They're out. They're past their prime. They can't do it anymore. I wish they could. I wish Phil Jones was as – he's not as good as he used to be. He's horrible. He needs – there's a time and place. Like I can't even remember the guy's name, but the guy that worked at the counter at a pizzeria place locally called Arnie's, he knew when it was time to – yeah, this is more of a 20-something's job. This is – so I've been here since the 70s. I can't keep doing it anymore. And he finally retired. He was an institution. And I can picture him. I can't think of his name. And I know as soon as I go up there, I'm like, oh, that's the guy's name. But he was incredible. And I think they have like a photo of him because he was there for years. But he knew when it was time. You know, we need to get like 5 players out or 6 players out. We need to get some quality players in. And I hope that if we go to the Amadeo Cup, we end up back in the Europa League, that we don't, that the quality of player. Well, screw it, because, I mean, I don't know if I want to – I want to play in the Champions League. I don't know if I want to go to United now. I hope we don't lose players that might have wanted to come to United just because of that. We need a leadership in the club. We need someone to stand up and say, hey, you know, they take their shirt off, they rip their heart out, and they give their love to God, okay, on this pitch. You're in our house, you know. And then if something happens, okay, they put their heart in. Is everything okay? Hey, fine. Okay, no. But there's not that anymore. There's no. You know, it's not an Ole Gunnar Solskjaer problem. There's so many people at the club, and that's what I like. The 60 seconds left. What Ole said when he's like, you know what? It's not just about me. There's owners and there's tons of players and all this stuff. It's all of us. It's not just I'm one person. I can't do it all, and I'm not doing it all. So it's one of those things that when you look at it, I think we have to be patient with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. We have to be patient because it's not going to be. I mean, we got a lot of problems at United that need to be fixed. And I think that will get sorted out eventually. And remember, folks, with a firm line and the protections of divine providence, we mutually pledge to her our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.